It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at the Michter's 10-Year Rye. Now, this one is, of course, a sister to the bourbon, if you will. Of course, coming from
sister
Michter's.
Sister or brother?
I don't know. What would you say? I mean, we call that like sister barrels.
Sister's, you
know.
Fine.
Oh, okay, sure. Why not?
They were both hard to open. I broke the cork on this one. So.
That's true. Each one suffered some kind of fate of rye.
They really want you to get to the goodness.
So this is, of course, again, coming from Michter's, 10-year-old. It's proofed at 92.8, and the SRP on the rye is $160.
A little bit more.
It is.
Bourbon.
Well,
this is the bougie sister. She's high maintenance.
I know. It's the Louis Vuitton of the rye whiskeys right over there. All right, let's go ahead and nose. What do we got?
I mean,
now this also is a, I believe, a Kentucky rye as well.
Yeah, because it's got a lot of bourbon notes on it. So I mean, there's a faint, you know, you get a little kind of those rye notes, spearmint, but it could fool me for a bourbon almost, a high rye bourbon.
I agree
on this.
Check boxes.
Yeah, that's all. It's creamy. It's got a little bit of like spearmint deal thing going, but a lot of like rich vanilla, sweet oak, brown sugar kind of. If you love that spearmint rye, like big bold ryes, this is not it. This is more of a gateway rye to.
I'd say so
from
too.
Bourbon to rye.
You're right, because it definitely has the more creamy texture to it. Those vanilla notes as well. So it's another easy sipper coming from Michter's over here. So let's go ahead and we'll rate this. So on the nose, where are you at?
Sideways. I mean, it was good, but nothing great.
Yep. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I mean, I really liked it. I loved the creaminess, the vanilla, the, you know, there was a lot of richness to it.
For sure. And the finish?
Sideways. There's, you know, it kind of falls flat at the end. There's nothing like big, robust that I want out of a rye, but still very good.
Yep. Like I said, the flavor is definitely there. The finish, just drink it again and get a longer finish. I guess that's the way to do it.
Yep. Or that.
Cheers, y'all. We'll see you next time.